And welcome back to Coast Open Lines now. Let me give you an update on Hurricane Dorian. It has reached winds of about 140 miles an hour. It is a Category 4 hurricane. 5 is as big as they get, so this is pretty big. Climatologists and meteorologists a little unsure about its direction, though some are saying it's still aimed at Florida. Some others say that it might skirt the East Coast, which would be a better thing if we could do that. But let's continue with our intention experiment here. Now, years ago, Art Bell did one, and something went very, very wrong, and he never did it again, ever. I've tried a couple of these with some interesting results, but this is the big one. And what I want you to do is continue to think about downgrading this from a Category 4 down to a tropical storm and push it out into the ocean. As we heard a call or two last hour, they didn't want it to come inland, of course. Push it out into the ocean. Let's see what happens. We wake up in the morning and meteorologists say this thing is not going to hit Florida. It's moving toward the ocean. That's pretty remarkable. But we'll be back. We'll continue monitoring that situation and take your calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie back with you. I like Friday night open lines. There's something special about that. Program note, by the way, live programs for you all weekend. I'll be on Sunday, live show on Labor Day night. No canned programs, folks. We'll be live on the show, and then the week is underway. But I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend. Enjoy yourself and have some fun. You deserve it. Let's go to the phones. Let us go to Montreal. Sean's with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay. I hope you are, too.
I'm good. I'm good. I had a question that would have been interesting with the guests, but I'm hoping that you can get a take on it.
Okay.
Do you know anything? I'm assuming you maybe know something about the origins of ancient man.
Sometimes. And, some of it. Sure thing.
Some of it. So, to our knowledge, ancient intelligent man has existed for tens of thousands of years. The oldest known civilization that we have written history on is the Sumerians 6,000 years ago. But now we're finding out new scientific evidence that man could have existed for much longer with stuff like Göbekli Tepe and greater Andreas crater impact found in Greenland. Well, so I want to know if you think that a lot of these stories, ancient creation stories from back in the, from these ancient cultures, talk about how we were created by higher beings, higher entities.
Well, that's the Zechariah Sitchin theory. And first of all, let me tell you about Michael Cremo. Michael Cremo has been a great guest of the program and has written several books about ancient archaeology, human devolution, and everything else. He has believed, and I'm beginning to think he may be right, that intelligent civilizations are millions of years older than what we think. Millions of years. That they had technologies and everything else, and something happened to the planet, poof, and they were gone. But he believes that mankind and humankind was way older than they say. And he's got some proof. They have found things, artifacts, that could only have been made millions of years ago by human beings. How could that happen? But the theory on Zechariah Sitchin, and the one that you were bringing up, is that we were seeded by what was called the Anunnaki from another planet, which is in our solar system. It's the extra planet that is on a 3,600-year elliptical orbit, which brings it close to the star, our sun, and then way out again. So it's barely noticeable. And they say that they came to this planet. Now, the reason why they came here is kind of strange. They needed to find gold to sprinkle it in their atmosphere to reduce some of the contamination in the sun. And they didn't want to do the work. So what they found were creatures on this planet, whatever was here, and they said, well, let's just genetically alter them a little bit, and hence comes the humans. What's interesting about all of this is that it kind of echoes the story of Adam and Eve on the creation and stuff like that. I mean, something weird happened to this planet a long, long time ago. But I do believe that we were genetically altered by possible extraterrestrials, and I still believe in God. because somewhere down the end of the line, there's got to be that great creator. Next up, we go to Nathan in Middletown, Ohio. Welcome to the show, east of the Rockies. Hello, Nathan. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you, George.
Hi there.
Yeah, I called because last night I had a nightmare. And now I've been having pretty intense nightmares and intense dreams for about 6 years now, pretty much straight.
Jeez. That's but, right. It's got to be hard to sleep knowing you're going to do that.
Sometimes I do avoid it, but it doesn't matter if I sleep at night or during the day. It's just something that happens. Part of it is because I've been an abductee my whole life, but I called about a dream.
Okay.
I even took some notes. I was in an old barge house. I guess in this dream I was at a party in this old house.
Okay.
And I was wandering around, and I walked into a room that I recognized from past dreams, which was like a balcony that's been redone. So it's part of the interior of a house.
All right.
And I asked the person next to me, is this the room that's always haunted? And he gets scared, and he pulls me out of that room. And I'm walking through this house with bookshelves and cobwebs and all these things you would normally see in a haunted house. And I look up, or I walk, all the people at this party are all of a sudden covered with this intense energy that freezes them in place. And I watch this happen. And there's like a film of energy over them. And I even feel it touch me. And then I fall to the ground in a very uncomfortable position, which I still can feel the sensation of being in. And I was looking up, and this portal opened in the sky. And there were these beings in the portal that were, like, very almost pirate-like, but they were very buff, and they were gray, and they had, like, conehead heads.
Were they floating, or did they appear to be in a craft somehow?
They were just floating.
Okay.
Like they were on the other side of the portal and hadn't stepped through yet. And they had horns growing out of the sides of their heads. And I got a very distinct negative, like they seemed very tough. And I couldn't scream because I was in this frozen state, but almost as quickly as it opened, they disappeared. And I cut to this scene where I'm looking at some taxidermy, and all the taxidermy in this house comes to life.
Oh my God! And what was it? Animals or people? What did they embalm?
It was a lamb.
A lamb.
It was a lamb that started bucking around the room. And when it came to me, because it got up right in my face, because it was bucking around the room, and I could tell that it didn't have eyes on one side of its face.
Jeez.
But on the other side of its face, it had many eyes.
What do you think the meaning of this dream might be, Nathan?
I have no idea. I just know it happened.
Well, that is a nightmare to be sure. That's strange. Very strange indeed. Let's go to Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Welcome to the show. Hi, Barry.
What do you say, George? Old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm fine. And you know what ZZ Top says, don't you, George?
What do they say?
Tell the world, tell the masses, go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
That's a great song. I understand you've got two things. You want to tell me about a little story of yours, but you want to sing a song?
Well, I do next time I'll sing cheap sunglasses.
Are you ready to sing that?
No, I haven't practiced the lyrics lately, George. I'll have to listen to it a few times.
Okay. Well, you let us know. We'll have to do it, though, on an open line night.
Oh, yeah. But please have open lines each time you have Friday nights working.
Oh, every time I'm on Friday, it's open lines.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Always.
I love
we always devote the last half of the show to open lines on Friday.
That's right. No problem. Listen, real quick before I tell you the story, what are you doing letting that Tommy Danhauser go down there and see ZZ Top in San Diego without you and me being with him?
How do you know these things?
Tommy told me. Tommy told me 2 or 3 weeks ago he was going.
Tommy, when does he have time to talk to you?
Believe it or not, George, he'll put me on hold when he's really busy, and then he'll pop right back on for 60 to 90 seconds or something.
He's supposed to be doing his job, Barry, not conversing with you.
Well, he is. He's taking care of business. Have you noticed anything going wrong?
Lots.
All right, listen, I've got to get serious because I want to talk about something serious, George.
All right, go ahead.
Today, I watched 6 hours of Ancient Aliens with you, Giorgio, Eric, all the boys, David.
It's an amazing television show.
It is, George. And listen, you know, over the last couple of months, you and I and some of your guests have had this conversation back and forth about me having to be so scientific that you got to show me proof of reincarnation. You got to show me proof of afterlife life, I call it. And, George, I watched you in the crowd, and they had a show on reincarnation, and they had another show about when your body dies, your mind moves on to the next dimension and the next adventure.
Yep.
And listen, I have thoroughly changed my all scientific view to be that it is true, and it's no conflict from believing in God and also believing in deep science.
Well, no, that you're absolutely right. There could be that crossover like that, and there's a very nice balance between the two.
Oh, yes, but see, I've just now realized that at 76 years old, George, it's taken me this long to realize that all scientific thought is not necessarily all real thought.
It's never too late to get to this point, Barry.
It's never too late to start all over again.
You got that right. All right, practice that song, and when you think you're ready, let us know. It'll be either Gina or Tom, and they'll give me a heads up. What I'll probably end up doing is playing the original ZZ Top song while you sing it.
That's the way I love it, George, because I don't have any background music, and y'all can play the lyric. I mean the.
So you can sing along with Dusty and Billy and do your thing.
Hey, you got that right.
All righty, take care.
See you.
All right. That's good old Barry from Asheville, South Carolina, or North Carolina. North Carolina. He's a good guy. Came down to our show and a couple years ago. He missed the last time we were there because he had fallen cutting his grass and injured his shoulder. But, gosh, he was up there. Had a great time. Anyways, Perry's with us in Lompoc, California. Welcome to the program. Hi, Perry.
Hi, George. Good to talk to you.
You too.
As always. Thank you so much, my friend. Well, I want to tell you really quickly, Gina is absolutely a wonderful producer.
What a dedicated worker. Wow.
Yeah, she is so good. You know, she remembers me. She always asks, you know, how my dad's doing, you know, and all of that. One quick thing before I go on to my main comment about Elvis in Vegas.
Sure.
Christian Wilde. I called him, left a message, and he called me earlier this week, or last week, actually, and himself. I said, well, I'm surprised you called me. He said, why not, you know?
He is so into helping Coast to Coast listeners. I cannot tell you the things he has done for people. I have never seen somebody so into helping our listeners than him.
Yes. Yeah, he is so dedicated, and he included a CD of his songs with that as well.
Yeah, we use some of his music during St. Patty's Day and Christmas and stuff like that.
And he signed it from my heart to yours, Christian.
I love it.
You know, very, very, very.
He comes up with great turmeric, too, at his website, myheartbook.com. He's one of a kind.
Yeah, I ordered a bottle of that.
Good, you'll like it. Big difference.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It does. And without all the non-steroidals, you know. As well, I want to thank you, George. Let me pause for a second here. for your show on Elvis in Vegas.
That was fun. I had a great time with that.
Yeah, that was a very good author, you know.
Excellent.
But one of the things was that, and then I have two more points after that, is that it was only the last Ed Sullivan show that he was filmed from the waist up. All the other ones was, you know, regular full body.
How many times was he on?
I think about three times total.
And you're saying the last one he did it? Maybe they didn't know what he was going to do the first time, and he tricked them.
Yeah,
or
the first couple of times, yeah. But this is Ed Sullivan. You know, there was a controversy about him, you know. Ed Sullivan says, you know, I'm paraphrasing, this is a wonderful young man. And wherever you go, Elvis, we're with you. You know, he was going to Hollywood to film the movies, yeah. But Rob Thomas, about Las Vegas, though, about 9 or 10 years ago, he's from Matchbox 20. He was on a show called Viva Las Vegas. It was an ABC special. He said how important Elvis Presley's Las Vegas music was, you know. And
I think it was huge.
You're right, George. I mean, he had a pick of the best songwriters, you know, and he'd go through a stack of demos, you know, and he didn't have time really to write his own songs. He was pretty much a performer, you know. But I thank you once again for that show. Because it was like 42 years ago on August 16th, just a few weeks ago.
He died. That's right.
That he died.
You remember that date? You remember what happened?
Where were you? 12 years old, and it was very hot and humid in Hammond, Indiana, and it was hot and humid in Memphis that day, too. So it was about 2:30 in the afternoon or 3. I was watching the usual TV shows, Gilligan's Island or I Dream of Jeannie or whatever it was, you know. My grandmother came because she would babysit for me all the time, even though I wasn't a baby. But Perry. Okay, so I met her halfway. Elvis Presley died. And I couldn't believe it, you know. And then I went, you know, to the radio, and they were just doing all Elvis songs on WJOB, Hammond, Indiana.
I love it. Thanks, Perry. Five people who have passed away in my lifetime, I will never forget the events. Of course, JFK, when that happened, RFK's assassination, Martin Luther King's assassination, Princess Diana, when that happened, and Elvis. Those five people and those deaths were dramatic. Now, there have been others lately as well. I mean, Michael Jackson's death was profound. Prince, when all that, Whitney Houston. Oh, man, that was horrible. Horrible. Did they find Whitney Houston? Did she die on a Grammy night? I think she did. It was a sad story. Anyways, we're going to come back in a moment with more open lines. Those of you on hold, we'll get to you. Those of you about ready to call, do it when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Open lines. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go west. Robert's there in Fortuna, California, home of the Sea Crane Company. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Happy Labor Day weekend and my birthday time, George Norrie and Coast to Coast. Well, what a joy to come on after Brother Is Israel and Barry.
I love all that, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you,
Robert.
So much. I got a present for George Norrie. Listen to the Coast to Coast archive to the astronomer Hugh Ross. He answers all the questions you've asked that other people haven't been able to answer.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm just sorry he wasn't on when you were on. I hope he is on when you're on sometime. Okay, the premise. There is no proof in false teaching, deception, or pseudoscience. The good news is that there is truth in love. And, you know, last time I put a shout-out to all the faith people, the seed of Abraham, the Hebrew, the Christian, and the Islamic people, to just exercise their faith and pray and praise God continually and put love in action. By the way, my hometown and my brother is in St. Lucie County, Fortress, Florida, so I've been praying about that hurricane for some time.
Yeah, let's hope it just keeps moving east.
But I'm not a doom and gloomer, and I did communicate with Art Bell, and I have written you and emailed and had conversations, and it's encouraging, George. Coast to Coast is moving in a much more what I consider positive direction. And
absolutely.
I'll tell you, that prophetic pastor you had on recently, he is one of the best I have ever heard. He hit every single point. I have no disagreement whatsoever with what he said. I didn't go to seminary as a pastor. I'm a lay pastor, so I don't get caught up in the things like rapture. I'm after I was stabbed, beaten, robbed, left for dead.
Ugh.
This is my 47 Jesus year, okay? Labor Day is my earth birthday, which mom was in labor. But, you know, I met the Lord who saved my life and soul. And that I wasn't interested. I wasn't looking for God.
Who stabbed you?
Three guys jumped me in an alley.
Ugh.
First one stabbed me from behind, punctured my left lung. I tried to run.
What were you doing in the alley?
Being robbed.
Oh, my. Did you sense something was going to happen?
No. See, I had just graduated from an Army officer basic course at Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Oh, thank you for serving.
Pretty tough. Thank you. Yeah, Army, Navy, Air Force. But the thing is, when it's 3-on-1, George.
You can't do it.
You can't even run. The guy with the knife, when they cut out to me, just kept stabbing me continually. So I was, you know.
Why did they just say, hey, give me your money and go on their merry way?
It doesn't work like that. Read Proverbs. But the point is, I tried to get some help. And I staggered up to it was in an alley, and I tried to get to a back door of a house, and I collapsed on the hood of a car because the little fence was locked, the gate. I'm laying there bleeding, and I'm thinking, this is the last day of my life. I'm going to die because I'm covered in blood.
Oh, my God.
And the police come and put the flashlight, try to keep me awake till the ambulance gets there, put me in the ambulance, and I die in the ambulance. And I have my near-death experience, which is published, Narrow Escape. I've given 15,000 copies away, but it all happened so quick. You had some callers earlier. They had the same experience. You pass through darkness. There's a point of light. You go through like a tunnel. Then I'm on my face, and, you know, the light of Jesus is like a billion sunshines. You're not going to look at this light. See, my whole life, just like that, doesn't take long. And I think, I'm 17. I'm thinking, that's my life. Nothing.
How do you know it's not the brain that's doing this to you?
I'm going to finish. So the devil makes a claim for my soul. He says he's never invited you into life. He's mine. So see, I know the devil's real. But you know what the Lord Jesus did? He ignored the devil, and he looked right through me, just like he looks right through all of us. And he asked me, what do you want to do? And I realized, wow, God is real and give me a choice. So I said, I want to invite you into my life and follow you. And George, you only asked one more question, and we're reviewing, because first time I called you, I mentioned this testimony. He said, this says he did to Solomon, what are the desires of your heart? Man, I was 17. I said, I want to get married and have a son or daughter. So I'm in the L.A. County Hospital turning 18, and this nurse is giving me morphine as I turn 18, and we get married the following spring.
No way. Oh, that's great.
That's Linda, and she's in heaven now. But she was surrounded by family when she passed after, you know, like her father was a Navy doctor 30 years. Linda was a nurse for decades, and as is my daughter-in-law, and my son was number one in his medical service class in the Air Force. So the family's all doing great. But, God answers prayers, and sometimes it's quick. You know, here's the three approaches to prayer. Yes, no, and wait. That's it. You know, God is not that hard to understand. If you think of God as a person with a big P, as us relating to another person, and he invites us, doesn't he, George? If you seek wisdom and understanding.
Oh, my God, of course.
Yeah, look at your mom. I'm so impressed, and I'm so glad you had her on her birthday. I mean, that's a woman of faith.
90 years old, and she sure is.
And she speaks simply and truthfully, and a lot of the coast-to-coast callers do that. I mean, I could go on and on about Thomas from La Jolla, just, you know, is it Jack from Washington? These are great people. We're blessed to have them on. And thank you for your family and you, George. Keep it up. I'll write you down there in Southern California again. But
thank you, Robert.
And really
by the way, do they love Sea Crane out that way?
Well, I was telling Gina, after our annual church family camp, I went there, and they have a photo of Art Bell on one wall and a photo of you on the other. And I said, there's probably another business in the country that has those two photos.
I love that.
And
that's
Bob Crane came out and said hi. He's a very nice
guy. Great guy.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay, Robert. Thank you. You take care. Next up, let's go to Barbara in Los Angeles. Welcome back, Barbara.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, of course.
Well, one thing I've never brought up is I really appreciate how you go into the weird, and it right now it's helping me all the time because I won't go into too much detail, but right now I have a caregiver, and she's really a piece of work, and I'm trying to get rid of her, and that's a story for another time.
How did you get her?
Well, through an agency, and Someone set me up with this agency and didn't look carefully, you know, to see if they were trustworthy or not.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, she's a piece of work. She's very psychic.
You like her?
No.
Not at all, huh?
Well, I was conned. Let's just put it that way. You know, you can't always know everything ahead of time. She's very psychic, pretty angry. Let me see what else.
What's she angry about?
I really don't know, but...
And she's with you all the time?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, she might be listening to you now. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. She listens to, like, this is weird, too.
Is she in the house right now with you?
Oh, yeah. And I know she listens to Coast to Coast.
Oh, great, Barbara. Now you're just causing more problems for yourself.
No, I know it sounds that way, but she listens to certain shows I listen to.
Let's change your name. Let's call you Elaine or something.
Oh, I don't care. But anyway, she's a piece of work, and she's...
Like, how many rooms is she away from you right now?
Oh, she's just one room.
She can hear you on the phone.
I don't care. But
by the way, what do you need a caregiver for? What's wrong?
Well... I had a major fall, you know, the classic, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yep.
Well,
we've seen those commercials, and you need one of those little buttons to squeeze.
Well, see, that's not what happened to me. I was on the floor for 3 days without food, water, and
sleep. Who found you?
I saved myself. Luckily, there a landline. This is why I'm so strong about landlines. It was still connected the whole time, and I had a hanger on top of my bed, so I just used that to pull the landline down, and I called 911, and they came and got me.
No, they saved your life, and you saved your own life.
Right.
My God, you couldn't last much longer than the 3 days, I bet.
No, I realized after a while, boy, I need to do something.
What did you do, break your hip or something?
No, I just, I was in a weakened state because, you know, I had that horrible landlord situation, so I was just very depleted, and I still have it, but I'm trying to work that out. But anyway, I got very dehydrated.
Oh, of course. I mean, you go a couple of days without water, you're toast.
So I thought, you know, I got to do something or I'm going to die. So, the paramedics took me to the local hospital and, you know.
Well, let me ask you something, Barbara. When you're lying there for 3 days in agony, I mean, what are you thinking about? What's going through your mind?
Well, see, this is the weird thing. I was listening to I had the radio on for 3 days. I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't.
Were you listening to our show?
Well, I didn't mean to be rude. No, I was listening to another station.
That is rude.
Well, when you're on the floor, you don't have a lot of choices.
All right, I'll give you that.
But
could have gotten up to change the frequency.
But it just kind of...
And then go back down there on the floor.
But they were having their annual pledge drive, so it's 3 days of pledging. I didn't hear any commercials, and... I'm kind of glad because I didn't hear any news or anything disturbing. But I have to say, as soon as I got rescued, you know, I turned off the radio. I'd had enough. But, so right now I have this caregiver. And like I say, she's a piece of work. And she it's weird, and I don't like this. She kind of knows what I'm thinking before I do.
Well, and that's because you said she's psychic.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, and I can feel...
Why can't you get along with her?
Well, I really don't know. I don't know what ticked her off, and like when she goes, you know, has a day off, and other people come in her stead, and...
Where do you live, like in a house or in some place?
My own apartment.
So this is your place.
Right.
Why, and you have to have somebody living there with you?
Well, actually, I'm getting better to the point where I don't. But in the meantime, I do need some care. It's kind of, see, I'm getting better in spite of all this.
What do you live on, like Social Security?
Well, I don't want to get into too much detail, but...
No, I mean, I don't want to know how much you have in the bank.
But
how much do you have in the bank?
Fort Knox. No, but I can get along. You know, I'm doing okay because I'm very careful with my dough,
Well, just be careful, huh?
Yeah, I will.
Just
anyway,
be careful.
I just,
you know what I'm saying.
Before I go out, I asked her, see, this is another weird thing. She'll talk about the radio stations and programs I listen to people I don't know and mention me by name, and I don't know who these people are. And I asked her a few days ago, why do you do that? And I hear you doing that. And she said, in your dreams. So.
All right, just take care of yourself, Barbara, and get better. Wow. We take it for granted that, you know, how mobile we are and things like that. Here's this poor person who was on the floor for 3 days moaning and groaning, and thank God she was able to crawl her way to get to the landline phone, and I called 911 and gotten some help. That's pretty remarkable. Next up, let's go to Neil, first-time caller in Iowa. Welcome to the show. Neil, take it away, sir.
Hey, George.
Hi, Neil.
Hey, this is a pleasure. I've been waiting a long time, and see you on Ancient Aliens, and love that show.
Fun show. We just taped some more, too, a couple of days ago.
And I just want that show to continue, because
I think it
the
will.
The more they explore, the more they uncover, and there's more out there than we realize.
Yeah.
And WNAX out in South Dakota, Yankton, shout out to them. I've been listening to your show for a month now. And last night an owl swooped down over my car and stopped me in the gravel road.
Wow.
And looked at me and then flew off. And I was like, what is this? What is this? This is a sign. So I decided to call tonight.
It is a sign.
Now, in my childhood, I had, you know, an imaginary friend that everybody was thinking I was crazy. Okay. And then I've seen things, beings. I have just been open, I guess. My grandmother had Edgar Cayce books and... a wonderful woman. She played the whale songs out of National Geographic for me. And,
yeah.
And just, I mean, we knew there was things out there. And, then into high school, saw a UFO with a friend. He's like, I'm never speaking of this again. And I'm like, how can you not?
Life-changing. Hold on for a second, Neil. I'm going to put you on hold, but you'll be the first caller back after the break. We're already at the top of the hour.